What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, Director of Alumni Relations, Satari Campion, joining us. And Satari, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for coming back. I am so excited to talk to you as April is right around the corner, and that means University of Jamestown Dine and Bid is making its triumphant return. And I'm probably not the only one who's ever thought this, but it was such a shame to see it kind of go all virtual. But what an event it turned out to be for you guys last year.
Right? Yeah, we were pleasantly surprised with how smooth everything went, and our engagement was just top notch. Yeah. So huge shout out to the community and our alumni and our friends. It would have been boring otherwise. So we're excited to bring what we learned last year into this year.
For sure. So with that in mind, University of Jamestown Dine and Bid coming up here on April 24th. And Satari, for those who maybe are unaware of what UJ Dine and Bid is, would you mind explaining what that is?
I would love to. Yeah, Dine and Bid is our annual dinner and auction that we do every spring. It is our largest fundraiser at the university. We raise funds for scholarship for our students. It's a great event for people to come out. We have a 3-course dinner, some live entertainment, and great food, and just overall a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, April 24th is when this is set. And because of how successful it was when you went all virtual last year, Satari, you guys couldn't pass up that opportunity to kind of add that aspect into it for this upcoming Dine and Bid, right?
You're right. Yep. So this year, especially with COVID still is around, a lot of people are still not totally comfortable coming to a live event. We are doing a hybrid event. So we will have a virtual show component that will drop in on the live event. But there will also be pieces that are specific to our virtual show. So tune into that or come in person. Our silent auction will be totally online. So we're doing mobile bidding, online bidding. It'll be great. We've got a lot of students who will help with our live auction bidders. Yep. But online, if you need help, you can always reach out to me for that part.
So, and that's something that somebody may have a question about. So, which one's going to be better? Do I do virtual? Do I do in person? Is there still a ticket cost if I do virtual? I'm sure those are some things that have been asked.
Yes. Well, great questions from our attendees and people with concerns. But the virtual event is still free. You can get online, check out the auction, no charge, which is great for some of our people who they just want to buy stuff.
Yeah. So
we'll take it. Our live event is still, the cost is $75 a ticket. And if you are interested in the live auction, which our best items we save for our live auction, that is only available if you attend the event.
So that's kind of the trade-off, right?
Yes.
For the $75, you're getting the meal, you're getting the ability to do the live auction. You can still do the silent auction because that's online.
Yep.
But that's the benefit of being there and in person, and I believe at the Harold Newman Arena this year again.
You too. Got it. Yep.
Hey, Satari Campion, Director of Alumni Relations, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, discussing UJ Dine and Bid coming up on April 24th. So let's run through kind of the schedule, Satari. What does it look like as soon as the day arrives?
Yeah, so if you're joining us in person, our social hour starts at 5 o'clock p.m. We have a special treat, and a real DeLorean will be on site, available for pictures and some cool things. Our theme, we didn't mention this yet.
Thank you, yeah.
Our theme is Back to the Future. So it's cool. Our 35th year. It was the movie's 35th year as well. We decided to incorporate them. So social hour starts at 5. Dinner will be served at 6:30, which will start our program. We've got lip sync battle again this year, some fun entertainment games, and that will kind of roll us into our live auction for the night.
For sure. And again, with the theme being there and the meal and just kind of like the fancy aspect of it, that's something else as well.
Yeah.
You're more than welcome to continue dressing up fancy and just making it an evening out, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I use this example, Warren, a lot is when you go to the theater,
yeah,
you get dressed up, you make a night of it, and you're entertained. That's what Dine and Bid is still a very classy, fancy event. So dress up. I will be. Can't wait to see what other people wear too.
Yeah, that is awesome. So again, Dine and Bid is April 24th. The hybrid event, so it's all offered virtually, but also in person. And like we said, you're able to do either or, whichever your preference. Tickets available now, Satari. And we said $75 for those, right?
Yes, tickets are available now online, or if you want to mail it into our office, you can find all that information at uj.edu. Just find the events tab and scroll to April.
Perfect. So again, Dine and Bid, like I said, April 24th. Satari, anything else about Dine and Bid or anything else as we get closer? I mean, we're only a few days away, it seems like.
We're only 3 weeks out. It's coming in hot, but we're really excited. We want everyone to know that we're taking the precautions necessary to keep everyone safe if you want to come out. If you have any questions, I love to talk about Dine and Bid. Happy to answer your questions. So we're excited. I don't have much else to add, Warren. We can't wait. We're ready.
I mean, it's ready to go. And I love the theme. I love the evening. I love what it stands for, raising money for those student scholarships. Biggest fundraiser for you guys. And adding in that other component, the virtual component, people all over the world can take this thing in.
Absolutely.
All right, Satari, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.